Okay, we are on item number three on today's agenda. Item number three is PR-2021-005296, and specifically application SD-2024-00016, preliminary and final plat. It is SBS Construction and Engineering LLC, agent for Donahue Family Trust, requesting the preliminary and final plat for all or a portion of tracts SA1 and SA2, Mueller Industrial Subdivision, zoned NR-GM, located at 600 Candelaria Road Northeast between Edith and I-25, containing approximately 5.2438 acres. This was deferred from our hearing on February 7th, at which I was the hearing officer. And so, as I recall, there were some things or a thing that needed to be accomplished between the time of that hearing and today. We will focus on that thing that was requested to be changed. The property owners are Donahue Family Trust, and it is a replat of property to include a gate and small island into the proposed tract 2A1A of the Miller Industrial Subdivision. I see Mr. Biazar, Sean Biazar, is here. Are you representing the Donahue Family Trust, Mr. Biazar?
Yes.
Okay. And would you identify yourself, your address, and then I will ask you to swear in.
Yeah, Sean Biazar with SBS Construction Engineering, 7632 William Moyers Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87122.
And Mr. Biazar, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you'll give is the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Please proceed with a very brief description of your request, focused in particular on the action that we sought during the deferral period.
You're correct. There were the couple of issues was the right of way width, and then the showing the bike lane, and then also the landscaping buffer was the issue from last hearing. And then since then we had a mistake on the right of way width. It was 100 foot. We actually went out there and measured the whole thing, and then also the section of the street was modified based on that, and also provided a copy of that to Mr. Armijo with the bike lane incorporated, and then also did a determination request at that time. So since then, I think pretty much those issues have been resolved from the plat.
And I note that there was a landscaping issue previously. Has that also been resolved?
Yes, we did a determination request for the landscaping buffer to transportation.
Okay, we'll have Mr. Armijo address that. Okay, thank you, Mr. Biazar. Are there members of the public who are here to speak on this matter? Seeing none, we will move to members of the DFT. Beginning with Mr. Gutierrez with Water Authority.
This is David with the Water Authority. I have no objection to this application. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We'll move to code enforcement by Ms. Wolfley today.
This is Jolene Wolfley representing code enforcement. Code enforcement has no objections to the request.
Thank you. We'll move to Ms. Whitney Phelan with Parks and Rec.
Hey, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation, and I have no comments or objections to this request. Thank you.
Thank you. To hydrology, Mr. Tiquan Chen.
Tiquan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. For reminder, for future development, a gradient drainage plan may be required. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. Transportation, Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. Justification for leaving the landscape buffer as existing is acceptable to transportation. All other comments have been addressed. We have no objection.
Thank you. Now, planning.
This is Robert Webb with planning again.
Okay.
Just had some minor comments that are conditions that I'll add to the chat, very similar to the last. We need the project and application numbers added to the plat before final sign-off. Copy of the AGIS DXF file approval. We'll need the date of the DHO approval added to the recorded plat. And if approved, add the determination detail to the plat as well.
Thank you, Mr. Webb. If you would add those conditions to, I see that you just did. Thank you very much to the chat.
Thanks, sir.
All right. All right. Are there, there were no members of the public to speak on this. So Mr. Biazar, Mr. Sean Biazar, do you have any comments?
No, I don't.
Any remarks? Okay. All right. In the matter of agenda item number three, PR-2021-005296, application SD-2024-00016, preliminary and final plat. This matter is approved because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and the DPM with the following conditions. And those are that the project and application numbers must be added to the plat before sign-off, final sign-off. A copy of the AGIS-approved DXF file must be submitted prior to the final sign-off of the plat. You are to add the date of this DHO approval recorded on the plat and add the determination detail to the plat. The determination is as to the landscaping, which the DHO determines has met the requirements of the law and rules and otherwise complies with the IDO and the DPM. That is the item number three, which has been approved. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.